I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Single topic today, the New York Times did a long article called Second City is Trying Not to Be Racist. Will it work this time? That's attention getting. Like I said, it is a lengthy, meaty article that asks what happens when a comedy institution realizes that a punchline is not worth a performer's pain. The first time Dwayne Perkins stepped into the Second City, he saw a black actor spinning around in a Speedo on stage and getting big laughs. That was it, his revelation. Oh, I can do this. This is a place I could use my skills and be funny. I was excited about the idea that a black man could make money doing sketch comedy and do it in my own city, so he signed up. He says, two directors said the N-word when discussing sketches with him. He left the theater in 2017. Second City is so heavily associated with whiteness, I felt like it wasn't made for me, like I was a guest in a space because they needed me to fill a box. This summer, in a series of open letters and emotional town hall, says the Times, current and former members demanded that Second City reform its organization and culture to correct racial disparities. The theater's leaders wrote in an open letter, we're prepared to tear it all down and begin again. This is interesting to me. Now, clearly I'm familiar with the Second City. I actually did a pop-up radio station with them for their 50th anniversary. So that's 10 and change years ago now. So I got to know those guys a little bit for a three-day weekend, if you can really get to know somebody in a long weekend. But I enjoyed my time with them. And the Times says, if any space can survive the unprecedented turbulence of social justice movements and economic collapse, it might be Second City, a $55 million enterprise with outposts in Hollywood and Toronto, a robust corporate and touring business, and extensions like camps and a comedy film school, operating under an actor's equity stage contract for more than 700 full and part-time employees. It is also certainly the biggest live comedy business in the nation. This is at least the fifth time Second City has tried to reconcile the concerns of employees of color, says the Times. It has turned to diversity specialists and management coaches before, held painful listening sessions, and even floated opening another location in a majority black neighborhood. Yet the culture that many found offensive was ingrained for decades. Perkins said, it was very clear what the path was if you were a person of color. It was a path of resistance, of constant questioning. Why am I here? Why am I being treated this way? From the New York Times article, before a big audition, Ashley Nicole Black was told she wasn't advancing because she didn't play, quote, sassy, angry black lady characters. A director said the perception was that she was denying her identity. She was dismayed, saying, I was being myself, and she vowed to never audition there again. She became a writer and correspondent on Sam B's show and won an Emmy. Listen to this. In the 2015-16 season, Perkins and at least four other black performers were sent to a vocal coach and dialect trainer to make them sound more palatable to Second City's majority white audiences, they believe. In several cases, the black actors from a cast were disproportionately sent for coaching, they said, though they had already been trained in stage and vocal performance. The speech pathologist Kate DeVore confirmed she had received a spate of referrals for black artists one year. She says, right around that time, I started to recognize the pattern and learned that it was problematic for the performers. That cluster of referrals stopped. Then there's the material itself. The company leans heavily on its archives, asking students and touring artists to delve into a catalog of thousands of sketches from its 60-year history. Characters of color are largely absent or rife with stereotypes. Peter Kim, the first openly gay Asian man hired for the main stage, said, I had nothing. Now a committee will cull through the archives and reject sketches and scenarios that might be offensive, like those that led white directors to use the N-word, which Perkins experienced. That's the easy stuff, because it's not just about who gets on stage or what they say there. What does the physical environment look like? What are we putting out on the road? How are we diversifying our audiences? How are we coaching up our teachers to deal with a lot of very nuanced subject matter? Peter Kim again talks about one time he asked the audience for an improv prompt. The question, what's a small thing that makes you feel annoyed? A white man seated beside a Latino man yelled out, sitting next to a Mexican. It was not an isolated incident. We were telling our stage manager, our house manager, our producers, we had almost a weekly meeting about this, and they would assure us every single time, we're on your side, we're going to police the house better, we're going to kick them out. But they didn't protect us, says Kim. That's in the New York Times, as much as I read from it today. It is a lengthy, meaty article. I suggest you seek it out. Again, it is called Second City is Trying Not to Be Racist. Will it work this time? And that's your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple or Google. Follow on Spotify. And I'll see you tomorrow.